Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're looking at one of the more practical add-ons a licensed agent can pick up in New South Wales, auction accreditation. Specifically, the article we're covering is called What Auction Accreditation Involves in NSWS, the Three Units.
And I think there's a tendency to hear auction accreditation and assume it's this big, complicated thing. But the article's opening line kind of says it all, doesn't it?
It really does. Three units. Focused, practical, and built around what actually happens when a property goes under the hammer. That's it.
So let's go through them. What's Unit 1?
Unit 1 is auction law and process. This is the rulebook side of things, how bids are taken, how the reserve works, how vendor bids are handled, and how the whole process has to run to stay fair and legal.
So you're learning the boundaries before you step in front of a crowd.
Exactly. And the reason that matters is that an auctioneer makes decisions in real time, in public. If you don't know the framework code, you're guessing when the pressure is on. That's a bad position to be in.
And it protects more than just you. The vendor, the agency, the wholesale.
Right. A clean auction is one that holds up to scrutiny afterwards. That's what this unit sets you up to run.
Okay. So the legal foundation is Unit 1. What's Unit 2?
Unit 2 is conducting the auction. The article calls it the practical heart of the course, and I think that's accurate. It covers how you open, how you call bids, how you acknowledge bids, how you keep momentum, and how you bring the sale to a result.
So, from the first words out of your mouth to the fall of the hammer.
That's the whole arc. The unit gives you the method and the structure for all of it.
But the actual delivery, the confidence in your voice, that comes from doing it.
Exactly the distinction the article draws. The unit gives you the method. Your delivery is what you build with practice after. Together, those two things turn a nervous first-timer into someone who can hold a room.
Which is a good way to think about it. You can't shortcut the practice, but you need the structure first or the practice has nothing to build on.
That's it.
All right. Unit 3?
Unit 3 is people, managing bidders. An auction is a crowd of buyers, each watching the others, each making decisions in real time.
Which is honestly the bit that would make me most nervous. You're managing the legal process and reading a room at the same time.
It's a lot. So this unit covers registering bidders correctly, keeping the process orderly, reading the room, and handling the dynamics between competing buyers.
Because if that dynamic falls apart, the whole sale can fall with it.
The article is pretty direct on this. Good bidder management is the difference between a sale that flows and one that stalls or descends into confusion. The goal is to stay in control while the energy stays high.
That last bit is interesting. You want the energy high. You're just keeping it pointed in the right direction.
That's a good way to put it.
So three units, law and process, conducting the auction, managing bidders. How does the actual course work?
Online and self-paced. No classroom timetable, no need to step away from the floor. You log in, work through the material, and complete the assessments at your own speed.
Which for a working agent is the only realistic way to add a qualification. You're not booking a week off.
Right. And the other thing the article flags is the support. If you get stuck, there's a real Australian-based person you can reach. Not a chatbot, not a ticket queue, an actual human, from enrollment through to completion.
That's worth saying out loud, because a lot of online courses are not like that.
It's a fair point. And once the units are done, there is one more step the article is clear about. You need to confirm your accreditation with NSW Fair Trading before you take your first auction. That's the final piece.
Good to know, because that would be an easy thing to overlook. You finish the course and think you're ready to go.
Yeah, the fair trading step is non-negotiable. Make sure that's done first.
So who is this actually aimed at?
The article is clear. It's built to sit on top of an agent license. If you're already working as an agent or you're finishing your license and want to add a high-value skill, this is the natural next step.
So it's not where you start, it's where you go once you've got the foundation.
That's it.
All right. What's the single thing someone should do if they're thinking about adding this?
Browse the Archer Institute website's auction accreditation course or call the team on 1-800-069-273. They'll tell you whether you're in a position to add it now.
And the full article is on the Archer Institute blog. It covers all three units in more detail and links out to related guides, including how auctioneering fits into a broader NSWS career.
Archer Institute runs nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. Three units, no classroom, and a team you can actually talk to. If calling your own auctions is where you want to go, that's the starting point.